They're cross-eyed. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 108. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome to our daily appointment to read God's Word together. We are reading through the Bible in a year. How are you today? I'm glad you're here. If you'd like to write to me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're going to read the Psalms, chapters 45 through 47. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that information is at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 108. LifeSpring Media is supported by listeners. I don't take any outside advertisers because I don't ever want to be threatened with having to water down the message. And any donation is very much appreciated, but if you sign up for a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donation at lifespringmedia.com/support, you'll receive early access to the podcast. As soon as I post a new episode, you'll be notified with a link to the show. Sometimes I post the shows days in advance and sometimes just the day before, but if you're signed up as a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donor, you'll be notified as soon as the file is put onto my servers. You can find out more, as I said, at lifespringmedia.com/support. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray that you would open our hearts, Lord, open our eyes, open our ears, that we might hear what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get started. Psalms chapter 45. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace since God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your side, you mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously in the cause of truth, humility, and justice. Let your right hand achieve awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces adorned with ivory, the music of the strings makes you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Listen, daughter, and pay careful attention. Forget your people at your father's house. Let the king be enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The city of Tyre will come with a gift. People of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her, those brought to be with her. Led in with joy and gladness, they enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. Psalms chapter 46. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Psalms chapter 47. Come, everyone, clap your hands, shout to God with joyful praise, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. He subdues the nations before us, putting our enemies beneath our feet. He chose the promised land as our inheritance, the proud possession of Jacob's descendants, whom he loves. God has ascended with a mighty shout. The Lord has ascended with trumpets blaring. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the God over all the earth. Praise him with a psalm. God reigns above the nations, sitting on his holy throne. The rulers of the world have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. For all the kings of the earth belong to God. He is highly honored everywhere. Well, these were very short psalms today, don't you think? So I'm going to give you a comment or two on each one of them. The first one, Psalm 45, according to Matthew Henry's commentary and that of Charles Spurgeon, the subject of the psalm is Christ himself. I like the way Spurgeon put it. I'm quoting him here. Some here see Solomon and Pharaoh's daughter only. They are short-sighted. Others see both Solomon and Christ. They are cross-eyed. Well-focused spiritual eyes see here Jesus only, or if Solomon be present at all, it must be like those hazy shadows of bypassers which cross the face of the camera and therefore are dimly traceable upon a photographic landscape. This is a wedding song, continuing Spurgeon's commentary. This is a wedding song for the heavenly bridegroom and his elect spouse. Psalm 45, verse 1 is an announcement of intention, a preface to the song. Verse 3 adores the matchless beauty of Messiah, and from verses 3 through 9 he is addressed in admiring ascriptions of praise. Verses 10 through 12 are spoken to the bride. The church is further spoken of in verses 13 through 15, and the psalm closes with another address to the king, foretelling his eternal fame in verses 16 and 17. Charles Spurgeon was a famous and quite renowned preacher in the 19th century. I always enjoy reading his sermons and his commentaries. Now, Psalm 46 has been called the Song of Holy Confidence. It opens with these words, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Then the psalm goes on to say, because this is true, whatever happens, we will not fear. And it closes with these words, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. A believer can't help but be lifted up and encouraged by this psalm. And Psalm 47 begins with a call to praise and worship. It says, clap your hands, all you nations, shout to God with cries of joy. And then it lists several reasons why God is worthy of praise. This is a celebration. And please note that it is written to all you nations. This is not just written to the Israelites. God is calling us all to rejoice in him. Hallelujah. I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to read Job 31 and 32, and please consider donating to help produce this podcast, lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here today, and rejoice in the Lord. Bye.